So I wanted to be mamshech surah, something we've been discussing the last couple of times about the inyan of how of limud Torah lishma, how that impacts the person, is mashana the person. Called a limud Torah lishma, like Mishnah says in Perek Vav, limud Torah lishma zech lizram harav. One of them is machshata liyos tzaddik, and we spoke at the Brian Volozhiner. The Torah lishma is machshata liyos tzaddik. We discussed the different levels, if the Torah shelo lishma, the goyin, the lakanter, etc. That we wanted to say that the goyin that says that Torah doesn't help a person, he says talking over there that he's doing it lakanter, which lakanter means he's doing it only to promote his own self interest. And the mela, he's too much there. It's all about him. So the Torah is just going to make him worse. If the goyin says by rain, it's like rain. And Torah lishma is a person is not there b'chlal. A person vat himself completely to Torah. He does nothing of himself. So mele it's machshar ta'iliyah tzaddik. It's like an ish, burns him all out. And then there's mitoch shel lishma, bal lishma is the middle level. So I shared with some of the chevra, but I just want to speak it out because it's unbelievable. And again, Yonah Diermas this week is Shavuos Matamas, that there's Kiyadua, the Gemara says that the reason the Chorban happens is Shalabirko B'Torah Tchila. And they have to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu what happened. And the famous question is that Halachara they did the Gimel Ve'ez Chemurus. So Menachi spoke out by the Van Shavuos, I think, that the Toras Chaim explains the Gemara, that the Gemara's Kasha was the Halachara, if it's Taka true, that Torah is going to be marchakosa minachet, like the Mishnah says. So Hagufa, if they were learning Torah, so the Shaila was, they knew that they did Averis, but how could they get to the Dargah of having done Averis? L'char, they were learning Torah. That was Gufa the Kasha. Yes? Is that right? So that was Gufa the Shaila. Okay. But I don't think he spoke at the Teretz. So the Teretz over there. So the Teretz that I want to talk about. So he says, unbelievable pshat, Mamash stims with what we're saying. He says that the Teretz was is that they were loymed Torah on this last level of Lakanter. Okay, so they were learning Torah on this last level of Lakanter, which means that they're using it to promote themselves and their own self-interest and their own thing. Memela, Torah like that doesn't save a person from chait, which is exactly what we're saying in the Goyim, that there's no mitosh shalishma bolishma on that, and memela, there's no machshart aliyah sadik, and memela, it doesn't help the person. So he says that same part. He says Lakanter doesn't help the person. But the thing is that we would think to ourselves, okay, that's a pretty bad guy. I mean, that's his mamash there to just be against other people. Lemaisa, he says like this. So Teres Chaim says, but what does that have to do with Shlo Bircha B'Torah Tchila? That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says Shlo Bircha B'Torah Tchila. So Zok to Teres Chaim, that if you look in Birkas HaTorah, there's something very different in Birkas HaTorah than there is in any other bracha. He says that in Birkas HaTorah, we say, Harav Nashem Elokeinu is Dibrei Soscha Befinu, Uvefipiyos Amcha Beis Yisrael. You ask for all of Klal Yisrael. You don't say, by Achilas Matzah, I should be doing Matzah, and everyone else should also have Matzah. You make a bracha on your mitzvah. So you make a bracha on Torah. So I should enjoy it, and everyone else should. Everyone should enjoy. So you have to be davening for everybody. In Torah, it only works if you're davening for everybody. Why? Because you're learning Torah lishma. Lishma means that, especially like Rav Chaim Volozhiner gives us a mashal, l'shem haTorah, that Torah is the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael, and the more Torah there is, the better Klal Yisrael is, and I'm really not doing it for myself at all. Lishma means I'm not in the picture b'chla. I'm doing the Shema Torah that the more Tamid Chum in the world is good for the world, and that the more Torah in the world is good for everybody, and that there should be more Torah in the world, and that the Torah should be niskayim and understood. And I'm about to myself to the das of the Torah. It's just about the Torah. So Mimela, it shouldn't be any difference. You or somebody else. So you have to daven to have the Torah Lishma. It has to be, there's no chiluk between you and anyone else. So Mimela, anachnu v'tzetzin v'tzetzin amcha beis Yisrael. And it should be b'finu v'fibiyas amcha beis Yisrael. So he says, Mimela, these people that are lakanter, they couldn't bring themselves to say Birkas HaTorah because the Taka didn't want to daven for Yenim. The Taka wanted to only have their own Hatzlacha. And I should Matzeach and he shouldn't, because then if he's Matzeach, then what do I have from it? So Mamela was so teeth that they're Lakanta that they couldn't bring themselves to say Birkas HaTorah. And that was Guva, the terrorists of the Kasha. The Kasha was, how could they be learning, if they're learning Torah, then what's Pshat that they came to the Chataim? Teretz is that could they learn Torah without Birkas HaTorah, meaning to say that they learned it only for themselves and not for the Torah Lishmo Chelak. As I said there, Dvarim Nifloim, so that the Pshat is that's how far it could go, a person, is that, and this is the Simen, how much is a person happy for Yenis Hatzlacha? So someone got a good Deharan, a good Pshat. So now I have Pshat. Yeah, but it's his Pshat. So Lamaisa, if a person has something and the Oilam comes out, Kalar, the Oilam gets some. So this is Anachna V'Tzetzayin V'Tzetzam Chal Beis Yisrael. This Torah Lishma is when there's no Chilak Mi Him. Mine Umeinai is Kalisi Law. That as long as it's the Oilam is Shtagin, the world is getting the Torah, this is what it's about. But I want to say another Deher over here. It's Rabbi Yochanan last week's parasha at the end of Korach, but it's about this whole Indian. This is an unbelievable Rabbi Yochanan. It's Taka, we have to look inside because we don't see it inside. It's a pella. But on this Indian of Machsharta Elias Tzaddik, how far does it go? So we were saying Machsharta Elias Tzaddik is that it could take away Umar Chakosim in Achet, takes away his. It could wipe away his midas, and it could perfect the person. It makes the person great. But l'maisa, in order to achieve Torah, it's a stickle problem, because in order to achieve Torah on that level, the Mishnah says Torah nikness b'mem ches dvarim. So there's 48 kinyani haTorah. So there's 48 kinyani haTorah. That means that the guy, whoever's getting Torah l'shma, especially the Rambam's mashma, that the Mishnah is talking about kisra shel Torah, the darga that the Mishnah is describing is the darga of Keser Torah, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that, let's just read inside, there's a lot of diukim in the Mishnah. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, G'doyla Torah yoyser min ha-kuhun o min ha-malchus. Sh'ha-malchus niknes b'shloishim ma'ilus, ha-kuhun u'b'esem v'arba, v'ha-torah niknes b'arba m'shmoyin ha-dvar. So this Mishnah, the Rambam brings down that there's Keser Torah, Keser Malchus, and Keser Kuhuna, and Gedoyla Keser Torah of all of them. So it sounds like he's learning that this Gedoyla is in the Keser, is in the highest level of the. So in order to achieve Torah on that level, Torah Lishma, which is saying that's what changes a person, so you have to have these 48 levels. So to Pelas, you're pretty far along already in your Steiging, if you have these 48 things down pat, and now you're starting to learn. Okay, so let me say, how'd you get them without learning? How does it shayach to be these levels? Anava, the Mishnah says that Alunatir Lishma, Zirkladvarm Harbe, Umalbashtai Anava. So you get Anava from Torah, but here you can't get Torah without Anava, because this is from the Menchas Kinyani HaTorah. So l'chora, all these things, these levels, l'chora is only really shaykh with Torah in the first place. That's one question. Another question is that b'chlal, what are we saying? We're saying gedoy l'Torah, because Torah is nikness b'mem ches dvarim, and these are nikness with fewer. So that itself is a kasha. It's gadol because it needs more things to be koinet. So we always say, yeah, I guess that's true. That, but like mesfar, it's a little bit interesting. Why is that true? And second of all, B'chla, what are the 30? Does anyone know what are the 30 milas of a melech? What's the 24 milas of kuhuna? It doesn't say it anywhere. But in the Rashi says in Masechtas Kala, it's referring to Parshas Korach. That in Parshas Korach there are 24 matanas given to kuhuna, and in Parshas Hamelech and Shmuel it refers to 30 things that a melech has. A melech has the power to do this. These are the 30 things of melech. So l'chora, the entire idea is not doime b'chlal. The milus of kahuna you get by being a kohen. The milus of melech you get by being a melech. But the milus of Torah, you have to have them in order to get Torah. So what's the gedoyla b'chlal? What's the tzushtel? There's two separate ideas. The kasha is clear. I'm getting like blank face. What? It's clear kasha. What's the tushdel? If you tell me that this is, you need, for whatever reason, if 48 kinyanim in something is a simon that's so chashuv, okay, so it's gedolah because other ones only need 30 or 24, but that's not the kinyanim to get kuna and the kinyanim to get malchus. So there's no comparison in the Mishnah. And b'chol, who says that just because you need 48 things to get something, it means it's more kosher? So Rabbi Yochum, on this inyan of Matanas Kuna on the end of Parshas Korach, the last shtickle in Parshas Korach, and he says an unbelievable idea, and it has to do with everything we're saying over here. The story of it is that he says it from this medrash. I had the medrash open the entire time. The medrash says, "Amar Rav Chanina." The medrash in Dvar. It says, "Loi b'shemayimi." To say that Torah is not b'shemayim. Loi b'shemayim. He is he v'chol kli umnasa nitna, and v'sanusa tzidka v'yashrusa matan schara. That means, I think, what's going on over in this medrash, that really there's a kasha. It is b'shamayim. And if you need all these dargas to have Torah, so it's basically not shy to get Torah, because you have to have 48 dargas before you get to the Torah. So how are you getting to them without Torah? And, well, who's getting all this? So he says, li b'shamayim he v'chol kli umnasa nitna. The Torah is given with its kli umnas, which is what? And all of its anvasanusa, tzidka v'yashrusa. So he brings down the pirush of the Marazu, the Rabbi Yochum brings it down. He says, So he learns up, what he means over here, is that it's taka, doime, the milos of the Torah are doime to the milos of kuhuna and to the milos of malchus. That when a person gets kuhuna, why did Hashem give the matnas kuhuna? Rashi says, it's like a chosim. I want you to have the kuhuna and keep the kuhuna. I don't want anyone to take it away from you. So the way I'm going to keep it by you is I'm chosim to you that you have all these milas. So he says, a person comes and learns Torah Lishma. These milas is not a tanai that you have to have this to learn Torah. It's a pshat is this is a person who has Torah has to have these milas. But the person that comes to learn Torah, and he learns Torah Lishma, it's machshar to li tzaddik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Torah with the milas. It's the Torah is nitna b'chol kli umnasa. Now a person comes to learn, he wants to be mekabel the Torah. So Hashem gives it to him. But there's no kli oitzer, there's no kli machzik to the Torah without the milas. So it'll go away. HaTorah nikness doesn't mean this is how you get it, it means this is how you keep it. It means, in order to be a ben Torah, in order to have a Torah, you need to have these milas. But you don't have to have them before. You have to be learning adas that this should be the person who I am. And the Torah gives it to you. As I zok there. And the machsharta yiliyo sadik goes so far, it's not on zaitika things. Machsharta yiliyo sadik, it takes away his taivis, it takes away this. It's in the Torah itself. It's machsharta yiliyo is a klikibel to be makabal the Torah also. He says, just like, you know, when a person goes and buys a diamond ring, so they tell him, "Listen, lemaisa or a piece of jewelry or something like." He said, "Lemaisa, you have to be shomer in this type of box. So you don't keep it in this box, so then it gets rusty. It gets this. It's not negeya." So he says, "Okay, so now I bought it. How much does the box cost?" So, no, obviously, if I'm selling it to you, I'm selling it to you with the box, because otherwise, what's the point of buying it? The box comes with the package, because this is how you maintain it. So you want to buy the thing, then I'm giving it, I throw in the box. And usually, the more expensive the thing, the more complex and chosh of the box is. That's what Rabbi Yochum says. So Mimela, this is the inyan. Torah, in order to keep Malchus, to be a melech, without the 30 dargas of melech, he's parts of the lasses together. Without these things, he can't be a melech. He could be appointed a melech, but then he loses the malchus because he can't be a melech without these 30 things. But the way he got the 30 things was by being appointed the melech. By kahuna, to keep the kahuna, he needs 24 matanas kahuna. Otherwise, someone else is going to come to oyer on the kahuna. He can't keep the kahuna without those things. So, but by being a kohen, he got those things. says, someone comes to learn Torah, says, in order to have Torah, he needs the 48 things, but I'm giving it to you with the 48 things. So the Lima Torah Lishma is so much so machsha the person, that's machsha the person to be the kibbutz for it also. And that's what he says here. So, and therefore, that's the Medrash saying in the Pasuk of Bashamayim, because you would think it is Bashamayim. Because how is it Shaykh to maintain the Torah? You need 48 levels. So I have to start working on the whole Shara Nava, the whole Shara Dibu Khaver, the whole, every, all these things. Then I'm going to start first getting it. So he says, no, Lub Bashamayim, he v'chol kli umnasa nitna. Just read the Lashon Shal Yad, kli umnasa shal yadea kainim atar, which Rabbi Yochanan says means the 48 miles. Kinani Torah. The Torah, the learning of the Torah itself is Machsheres es Ha'adam Lahasig Ma'ilus Elu. Choshkotzav Avos Perek Vav Machshart Ali Es Sadik. Mishem Muchter B'Midus Elu. So as I talked there. So Memela. This is a whole nother level now. In Haloy Meter Lishma is Machshart Ali Es Sadik means he's learning Torah Lishma Al Das that he should be a Kli Kibbutz for the Torah. As long as he's going al das kein, that he should be a kli kibbutz for Torah, and he should look like the person that the Mishnah is describing. The Mishnah is describing a certain type of person. This is what it means to be a ben Torah. You have to have these things to maintain it. If he's learning al das kein, then that alone, the Torah gives him the opportunity to do it. Then he has to work on the midas. If he doesn't work on it, then he loses it. But he's be'etzim given the way, the midah, that he's able to maintain it as well. And this is another darga in Machshat Eliyahu Tzadik that it perfects him to the point that he can be a kli kibbutz to maintain the Torah by him also. But this is in the level of Torah Lishma that it perfects him to this degree that he could do this. I was handling with someone said, so let's say a person learns al das, he should taka become a better person. Is that called Lishma Shalom Lishma? So that's Shalom Lishma, it's right about you. You know, that's not about you. A person can't have Torah if he's not this Kli Kibbutz. So it's right about the Torah. And that's Loimed Amanas Lasis. Loimed Amanas Lasis is Loimed Amanas, that the Torah is impacting the person. Some of that's called Torah Lishma also. Unless he wants to be a Balgaiv, that he has good midas. But if he's doing the midas because he wants that he should be a Kli Kibbutz of Torah, that's the Chara Torah Lishma.